Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Lads to dads.
Right, we're going live.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, are we live?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for everyone waiting in suspense for Series 2, Episode 1.
We're back.
We're back, ready for more. We'd like to firstly congratulate Reedy Hales on the winner for the mini speaker. That's been sent to you. You should have that by now. You're right there, Matt.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
How have things been, mate? How's the celebrity status now, for Series 1?
Well,
talk just, out of the shops yourself, can you?
I can't go to the shops to buy milk.
Right, that's it. Or toilet roll.
Or toilet roll.
Now, should we talk about the C word?
Coronavirus. This has been the hot topic while we've been away, and we haven't been. It's just coincidence that we've been away for the exact amount of time that you need to be quarantined for coronavirus.
There's a nasty bug flying around, mate.
That's all it is, isn't it, really? It's just the flu. Like, let's calm down a little bit. It's
does the flu give you the shits?
No, but apparently...
Why is everyone buying fucking toilet roll?
I think there should be an award given out to the toilet roll marketing team, because it seems everybody's got it in their head that it gives you the shits, because you just can't move for people trying to, you know... Take toilet roll. I can't find toilet roll anywhere, mate. And now it's getting worse because there's no nappies. There's no paracetamol.
Well, you're like adult nappies.
My adult nappies for the weekend. Mm,
for the weekend, because you do that stuff where you dress up as a baby, don't you?
Every now and again.
Yeah. What's your baby name?
Angelica. No, I don't. Listeners, before
yes,
you think
he fucking
I'm mental.
Does. No, I'm joking. I don't,
no, it's
yeah, no. Like you can't get nappies, wipes, or anything, can you?
No, and I think. Yeah, like I said, we need to calm down a little bit. In soft plays, on the other hand, oh, it's a dream.
Why is that?
Well, no one wants to take the kids to the soft play, do they? So it's just dead. There's no one there. But yeah, it's just no one there. So I'm happily swimming around, backstroking in the ball pool, having a whale of the time, having the whole place to myself.
Is that with or without Autumn? You'll be going on your own again.
No.
I can see you're still wearing the wristband from last week's one. Huge fan.
I just want a stamp. Yeah.
It's like those when you go in Malia, isn't it? You got a Malia 08.
Yeah.
And you got your little wristband and you don't take it off because you're part of the crew.
Yeah, well, those people who go to festivals and they've still got like
45 fucking ribbons on their hand.
Reading 09.
Stink, and they stink at their arms, stinks as shit.
Yeah. It's like dreadlocks. I mean, I don't mind it. It's great, but is it an excuse not to wash your hair?
Do they not wash your hair?
Well, from what I know, you sort of keep... From what I know, and this might be complete and utter tripe, but it's a word I've started using, bringing back.
Bring it back, isn't it? Oh, that's tripe, that is?
Oh, absolute tripe.
See that goal on Sunday? Tripe.
What a load of tripe.
Love it.
Yeah, from what I know, you get your dreadlocks in. Mm. Now, there's different types of dreadlocks, I think. You've got those ones that look... Like, I don't know, they're just like all, like a big chunk of
mess,
but individual mess. And then you get the ones that are like really nicely braided and look nice.
Well, like birds have nice ones, don't they?
Yeah, like really nice ones, like Christina Aguilera had in the early 2001.
That video dirt still fucking gets me.
Yeah.
That was when it all kicked off a little Benny boy.
Oh, yeah. Who's Benny?
Yeah, you know. Can you cast yourself back? Was that I think that was that's when I knew I liked girls.
Dirty.
Well, years out. I hope it was not too
nasty.
Long. Yeah.
Too filthy to clean my bathtub. What, their lyrics there? That's an Ivor Novello award.
For a second there, I thought she was in it. I felt a twinge.
Yeah.
But no, well, this Corona shit, though, isn't it? Like, we've got massive sporting events being postponed. Is the Olympics going to crack on?
Well, I hope
so. The Euros going to stop? Because you can't play football behind closed. Well, you can play it behind closed door, but it's just not the Euros, isn't it? Just don't fucking advertise it.
Did you see Cristiano Ronaldo coming off the bus pretending to high five everyone along the line?
He's just twatting.
He doesn't matter what he does. Even if it was funny, everyone would be like, "What a twat!
What's he doing that? What's he doing that for, dickhead?"
If Peter Kay did that, people would be like,
"Oh yeah, hey, Peter!"
The guy still got it. Hilarious. Cristiano does it.
Bell end.
What a bell end.
No, but yeah, they're playing games behind closed doors. What's next, Matt? What is next? Tell me what's next.
A complete and utter shutdown of society.
Just stop. Gone.
Yeah. Oh, did you want the nice sort of happy answer?
I want the truth, mate. This is a podcast hard hitting. Okay. Get out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The purge. The purge is next.
I saw people in Australia. They've gone absolutely mad for toilet roll over there.
Oh, R.I.P. Tom Hanks.
He's got it, but and he's not Australian.
His quote's bit him in the ass, isn't it? Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Coronavirus.
Take that, Tom.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right. With this corona stuff going along.
Yeah.
I do, and it's like plant seeds in your head. I probably haven't got anything wrong with me, but I feel a bit like coldy.
Well, I've definitely got a cold.
Yeah, I've got a cold. I'm coughing up with blood and everything.
Well, I suppose that brings us on to man flu. Does it exist? Do we get it harder than women?
Yeah, everything, whole life.
Or is it the same thing and we just like to moan about it a bit more?
I think we moan about a bit too much, but it's because we're not used to it. Yeah. Women are used to being poked and prodded and, you know, having to go to the doctors more, and we're not. I haven't been to the doctors in God knows how long.
Well, you should, because it's very important.
The doctors, regarding like mental health.
Yeah.
But for like something that's like wrong with me, I've never gone.
You should do. It's very important.
Did I tell you the last time I went to doctors?
Yeah.
And now I had to change doctors. Because of this story. So me and my wife just started going out at the same time as I was going to Ibiza with the boys. So it's 5-6 years ago.
Riddled.
No, it wasn't really. It was nothing to do with that. So yeah. And me and the wife, we'd just seen each other. And she did the old, you know, if you get into any scenario out there, you know, don't think of me.
I don't mind. You do what you want.
Yeah.
Ringing you every day, every hour.
You won't even know I'm here. She's there. But yeah.
Open your suitcase. Oh, yeah. She pops.
But in Ibiza, you know, it's Shant City, isn't it? So I was drinking myself into a coma every night. And then I came home. Obviously, I haven't seen the girlfriend, the new girlfriend, for a week or so.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you first get with someone. It's just a fuck fest. So she's... you know, she's popped round and old Lord Wason, a little chopper.
Oh, yeah.
Just not for business.
Well, I think you're missing the trick if you're not calling him Big Ben, but anyway, carry on.
Tell the time. But I think he was still an Ibiza. He just went there. I was like, oh, God. So the woman does, you know, I get shut down about a year, probably 5,000 times by the wife for making passes at her. Shut down once because something's not right. We nearly ended there. So she said to me, oh, you need to go to doctors. You need to go to doctors.
No, I think this is... Sorry, I don't mean to... I know you're going to tell me what was wrong, but I think this is a regular problem because...
100%.
It's nerves. Whenever you get with a new girl, mate, it doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. No, can't get the thing to go down. But I went to the... So I thought, there's something wrong with me. I've never had a problem with it. Never. I was like, and then, you know, like you think, you know, your Facebook's listening to your microphones and all that and, you know, cookies or whatever.
Yeah.
On the TV, erectile dysfunction, wherever it is. And I was like... fuck me, what's happening to me? I'm getting old.
It knows.
I've got a new bird and I can't, you know, I've got a marshmallow in the knickers.
Yeah.
So, I rung the doctors up.
All right.
But they're like, is it an emergency? And I was like, fucking right.
They're
like, this is life or death. And she's like, right, I'll get the doctor to ring you back straight away.
Yeah.
So the old doctors rung me out. Hi, Mr. Wason. Because, before that, the receptionist lady said, what do you want? She's like, can I notify the doctor what it's about, or do you want to keep it yourself? I was like, nah, I ain't spreading. I ain't telling you about it. You know, she might tell the girls down the pub. Oh, Ben's out of business for a bit.
Oh, this is a Max Moan, actually. Yes. Receptionist, yeah. Doctor's receptionist. I bloody hate them. I'm sorry if you're a receptionist at doctors, but why do you think you're a doctor? Like, you cannot just...
She just asked. She wanted to know, can she help over the phone? I was like, I've rung the doctor, not you.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to tell me what it is? No, I don't give a fuck.
So 90% of the time, they're the most miserable people in the world. 80% of the time, they want to solve the problem for you. Mm. And they want to know details, like absolute details.
She asked me to send a pic of it in. They didn't have big camera phones back in those days.
Just send me a picture.
Lads. So the doctor rung me up, said, I'm Mr. Wason, how can I help?
Yeah.
And I was like, sit down, we've got a fucking problem here.
Right.
So get rid of all your appointments for the rest of the day. This needs to be sorted out today. I was like, I've come home, I've had a part. I said, I've been away on holiday. You know, I've not partaked in anything I shouldn't have. I said, my chopper's not working. I didn't say my chopper.
I said, say your penis.
Yeah. I said, my dong. And she was like, oh, what seems to be the problem? Like, you're not getting, like, are you getting aroused? Like, I was like, there's nothing there. It's like a cat flap just moving in the wind. And I was like, can you fix this pronto? So I told her I'd been to Ibiza, and she's sort of like, you know what Ibiza's about. She's like, give it a day. You'll be all right. Like, you've probably drunk too much and not eating enough food. I was like, all right. The next day, it was all right. I was spinning on the fucking thing, mate. It was breakdancing. So I had to change doctors because she now knows I've got a...
erectile dysfunction problem.
Yeah. For a 24-hour bug, I think it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I had to change the doctors for that, mate.
Do you remember when people... I don't know if this used to happen near you, but in a pub I worked in Hull, there was a sort of trend at one point. Like, the bouncers all started selling Viagra jelly.
Yeah, love it.
That sent everyone bland. Like, it was just...
Yeah, because they were wanking themselves stupid.
It used to just... There was always some bouncer on the dog and got some of that Viagra jelly.
Bouncers are always selling something. It's not even like drugs. It's like, do you want any of these mango slices?
You want some Herbalife?
Mate, that's a good one.
Yeah.
They're selling scoops behind the bar.
They've always got a sad project, and it's always eating or drinking something. Mm. It always. And yeah, they always used to sell that Viagra jelly.
I think going back about the illnesses, about the mountain flu, I struggle massively with it. And I don't think I've ever had flu, but I've had, you know, I think women are just stronger at that sort of shit, getting used to it, aren't they? Where a man, he goes out, as soon as he's out of his routine, something's not right, you know? You've got to be regular if you're a bloke. If you're not regular, everything goes fucking to pot.
Well, there is a sort of theory that women got higher pain threshold than men, right? But then also part of me just thinks that women forget quicker, because I've got this theory where if you get kicked in the balls, you know that pain, right?
Oh, yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever again will you turn around and go,
I'll take that one for the team.
I'll do that again next year. Whereas a woman, when it comes to having a baby, she'll have the baby and then she'll say, should we have another one? You know, a little bit later on, she'll say, should we have another one? Yeah. Which tells me either women have got a very high pain threshold.
Like a fucking stupid type.
Or a real short memory.
I've had this conversation with a wife.
Right.
Because I said to her about, she's like, and she's a midwife.
Yeah.
And she's saying, she's like, no, but you get such something out of it. You get a baby that you love so much. And I was like, I get a lot out of my chopper, but I don't want to be kicked around.
Well, I know for a fact that it's not the short memory, because if you've ever had an argument with your partner,
yeah,
you know that they will bring stuff up from, like...
Go through your fucking MySpace page. Yeah, it'll be free. You said this to this girl.
You said to me in 2014 that was not the case. And it's like, right, okay, sorry.
PowerPoint presentation, you're fucking done, aren't you?
Yeah, they never forget.
But no, yeah, I think, obviously, having a baby probably hurts a bit more, but fuck me. I remember in Malia, one of my mates... This is how stupid blokes are.
Yeah.
Stupid. We're in Malia. We're in a hot country full of girls. So what we decided to do was like, it was like beer pong.
Right.
But the loser had to get his bollock flicked. Ooh. Like, grabbed his bollock, held it tight, so it's just a nut, flick. I've never seen a man drop. So why are we doing that? Why
the hell? What was the reason for that? To get a girl?
No, just that he lost beer pong.
All right. Like red ass in football, where you get the ball kicked at you.
Only one of us done that, though, because once we saw him at the deck, we thought, nah, we'll just go to the pub now.
I was going to say, on holiday, men are very stupid when it comes to women. I had a friend called Carl. He's still my friend, but...
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl. Everybody was on holiday. I didn't go to that holiday, actually. Yeah, I was supposed to, and I dropped out.
Why'd you drop out?
I'd gone bland from the Viagra jelly. I've never took it. Yeah, there were some girls on a balcony and Carl was in the pool. And at that time, Carl was known as like Spider-Man. He could climb anything. Honestly, he'd run at walls.
All right, Peter Parker.
He was, honestly. Anything you could see, he'd climb up it. You'd find him in a tree on a random Saturday night.
That tree.
Well, let me get to this. Unfortunately, Carl passed away.
Did he actually?
No, I'm joking.
My face dropped there.
No, but what happened was there was these girls on the balcony and he was in the pool and he said, get your tits out. And then they were, because that's the type of guys we were.
That's their slogan, your slogan, isn't it?
Well, that was before, you know, Twitter and everywhere else where you just...
You'd talk to someone.
You know, and talk to them in that sort of way. But he shouted up, get your tits out, and they said, and you know this, like I said, this was before people just used to get offended over everything.
Did they get them out?
Instead of turning around and going...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm completely and utterly put aback by the way you're speaking to me, and I'm not an object, and I'm not everything else. What they actually said was, if you can jump from this balcony, your balcony, to our balcony, we'll get our tits out. So
they basically wanted him to risk his life to see a bit of tit.
To see a bit of tit.
And did he do it?
And when you're 18, you'll do anything to see a bit
fucking
of tit.
Right, mate.
So, he went up and he jumped across. Unfortunately, Carl was soaking wet from the swimming pool. He jumped, went to grab onto their balcony midair, and obviously slipped. His hand slipped, fell all the way to the ground. His wrist came out of his skin.
What's that called? That's a compound fracture, mate.
Compound fracture. His head, you could see his skull. He was in and out of consciousness, bleeding out on the floor. Thought, bloody hell, he's going to die. He had to, honestly, in and out of consciousness. Just broke loads of bones, looked at everything. Still didn't get to see the tits.
I was going
to
say, did he come around and go, did we see him, boys?
No. And in those days, these were phones that you could... he'd have to wait up for dial-up internet to. We could have like sent him just on a WhatsApp group nowadays, just a pair of tits.
And, yeah, you just screenshot Google, boss. Yeah,
but no,
Put his body on the line. I like it, Carl. Well done. Sorry, I like it, Peter Parker. Well done.
Yeah.
Well, shit Spider-Man, really, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the worst one, isn't he? Well, he is, out of all of them. He's just a kid, isn't he?
Yeah, just a lad.
Just a kid.
He's fucked his life up. When was the last time you saw him? Is he, like, still fractured up?
Oh, Cal? He's a trolley man now. He works on the ship.
Trolley man?
Oh. Trolley man, yeah. Oh, right. Like, so I don't see him that often, but last time I saw him, he was on Facebook holding a shark. So, again, still risky. not learned anything Aquaman, from risking his life. But, he'd caught a shark and he was holding it up with two hands.
That's fucking stupid, isn't it?
Again, just, people don't learn.
No, fucking hell. Why are you holding a shark for? It's like my wife said to me, she goes, I want to swim with sharks in the steel cage.
Yeah.
You're fucking stupid, really, aren't you? Why would you want to swim? I'd go around a shark if it was on land. Something like in my, you know, this is where I knock around on the land.
Yeah.
Get me in the water. That's the way they knock around. You're fucked.
It's their place. It's not your. I've swum with sharks.
Fuck off, have you?
Yeah.
But you're all right because your feet are so flat.
Well, that's happened.
You can swim away.
There was it was in Dominican Republic and you could do like a 2-for-1 where you go out into the sea and it's like boarded off in the middle of the ocean in Dominican Republic. And you have one section that's got dolphins in it and one section that's got sharks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, I don't know what type of sharks they are, but apparently they don't come out, like they don't attack and feed unless it's nighttime.
Do you know what they're called?
No.
Fish?
Yeah. No. They were just
a fucking
big fish.
Shark. That's like going, yeah, these sort of lions don't attack.
Well, this is what we were bothered about. I was saying, what if it gets cloudy? Yeah, they don't know. And we're like, no, they're nocturnal feeders. All you have to do is go in there. So obviously, I'm in there with my mate and swimming along, looking down, seeing them all swimming below us. And he's just sneaking up, grabbing my leg, and he's shaking it, grabbing it, pretending to. So we're threshing around in this water.
Dad joke, love it.
Yeah. But yeah.
No, yeah, I wouldn't be sleeping with sharks, sorry. I wouldn't be fucking swimming with sharks.
They're all right, mate. They seemed all right. Seemed good.
So if it's all right with you, Matt, I'd like to talk to you about a little John Arneason story. It's one that stuck with me for a while. And, you know, I thought about it because, as you know, we're called From Lads to Dads. This involves dads and lads, football. Yeah. You know, when your old man would come and like play with your football team?
Yeah.
You'd do it like the end of the season. So I was probably about 11. It comes to the dads to lads. You know, whose dad's going to play? My dad's. He always just come watch.
It's lads versus dads.
No, it's called Dads and Lads.
The Dads and Lads.
So like the dads play, like the mixed team, two mixed teams of dads and lads from the football team.
Nice.
And we had one of the dads called Phil. He used to play like a really high standard. Back when you're a kid, you're like, he's professional. He plays with like Pele. And my dad, an old Scottish jock, used to like play centre half, like a Terry Butcher role.
It's like the Billy Bremner. Yeah.
But my dad didn't play football. The last time he played football before that was at school. Because he's half Scottish, so he's just drinking and eating haggis.
Just sniffing glue once he gets to like 11.
Just fucking loves it.
Okay.
So Dad went, yeah, I'll have a go at that. Yeah, it'll be fun, won't it? And I'm going, oh, fuck, so I could bring my dad along. Dad's like, yeah, I'll be up for that. So I was on, my dad was a captain for a team, and Phil was the other captain. So I'm like, cheers, Dad, don't pick me. So Dad's picked me first, so I'm on his team, so I'm obviously going to be on the losing team because Phil's, like, amazing.
It's done trials.
Yeah, so everyone's like, oh, I'm on Phil's team, it's amazing.
Yeah.
30 seconds into the game, Phil's gone off on a stretcher. Because ball's bounced in the middle, John's hit him hip height, two studs.
Oh.
Broke his hip.
Man, I bet you was eating your words like, yeah.
Oh, I was like, fucking take that then, Phil.
Doesn't matter how you win.
Mate, down like a sack, everyone was like, like, he was just knocking it right. He was taking it really, like, not so seriously.
Yeah.
John's there, like, you know, sniffing salts before the game to get himself perked up. He's had 9 Lucozades, and he's ready for it. And he's just in 150-50, and he's battered him. And you know that noise of, like,
yeah.
He's just on the deck. We had to get an ambulance. Game got called off. Dad was like, well, I think we'll take the 3 points, shall we? And I want to talk to my dad. We had to move football teams after that.
Yeah.
Absolute, like, I look back now, I think, fucking well played, John. But at the time, I hated him. I was like, Phil was going to make it.
You've ruined a man's career.
He was like a 35-year-old dad. No, he's just got like, I think he's in a wheelchair now.
Oh, yeah. What, because of the injury?
He could be, Matt. Oh, I'm just making it up. But Yeah. He went down like a sack of shit, mate. And anything to do with dad's, you know, my dad getting involved with stuff, I'll try and keep well clear.
I'll be honest with you.
He fucked a kid over in Tenerife once. He smashed a kid on the, you know, like in Tenerife, Lanzarote, you go to the kids' clubs.
Yeah.
He came along to the kids' football. It's like on a gravel pitch. And he shoulder barged a 10-year-old boy and he went skidding across the gravel.
Boris Johnson style.
Yeah, fucked him. No, worse than that. Geezer come back to the hotel and he's got grazers all, you know, those grazers that stick to your duvets.
Yeah.
He's covered in them, and dad's going, tried to knock me off the ball, did he? I'm like, the boy's 10 years old, John.
I'll be honest with you, it's becoming more and more evident why you've moved around so much in your childhood.
It's him, isn't it? We've got a little day out with him soon, haven't we?
We have. I can't.
We're going to watch the cup final, Portsmouth playing Salford up at Wembley. That won't fucking be on now because of Corona, will it?
Oh, God. I hope so, because I've put in an order for a Stone Island jumper and they're not cheap.
You're going to do that thing in the video in the mirror, just get yourself. Come on, you fucking what, sir?
Go on then, go on then.
I think there's 50,000 Portsmouth fans and 4 Salford fans going, so.
Excellent.
I'll back your chances, mate, in a ruck.
Yeah.
But, mate, what were we talking about earlier about how you start to feel the last couple of days you've not been feeling too great? And then you went for a. You've been trying to hit the exercise route, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Walk me through it right now.
Well.
Treat me like your therapist.
I think
get off.
Yeah, it's. I think you notice it coming. You can feel it coming sometimes. You start to feel a bit of a low mood. And
when did you start feeling like that?
Well, I think you've got to recognise. I think what's important is to recognise the difference between a low mood, and something a bit more serious. And I've sort of started getting a bit of a low mood just recently. Yeah, I think what I start to notice is. Just like for me, a telltale sign is when you when I put music on, or I'm going through a Spotify list, or I'm looking through TV shows, and I'm looking for everything else, and I just there's nothing I want to watch. Everything seems terrible. Like you go and try to look at the, you know, something to watch on TV.
Well, like stuff that you'd normally watch.
And go, like, oh, I hate
can't be
this.
Asked, can't be asked.
Yeah, like I hate this. It's rubbish. There's nothing on. I need something that's gonna like stimulate me in some sort of way, but nothing does. And you go to put some music on. Every song, you just think, oh, God, it's not getting me in any sort of mood, any feeling. But when you're in a good mood...
Any song will do, won't it?
Literally any song is like
Bob the Builder on, full chat, and you're giving it stacks.
Yeah, I was listening to Gangster's Paradise by Coolio in the shower. It came on the playlist, and I was like, God, this is probably one of the best written rap songs of all time. When you're in like a good mood, and then when you're in a bad mood, you're like
Vanilla Ice. This is one of the best rap songs of all time.
Like the construction of the music, like just the pairing of the tune with the lyrics just
and
works
vanilla
so well.
And ice, and he's white. That's unbelievable.
It all makes sense. Whereas when you're in a terrible mood, you could literally be listening to a masterpiece and be like, God, this is awful. It's just terrible. Shit. It's just dull. Yeah, but I suppose that's the best way. Everything just feels dull when you're in a bad mood.
You don't want to go out. You don't want to do anything.
No, and you just feel like you're not going anywhere. You've got no direction and it's a bit rubbish. But then...
Did it remind you of like depression times of when you used to go through them sorts?
Yeah, definitely. Because it lasts longer and it goes on, goes deeper and harder. But I think one of the best ways and what I've found, and I know it's not doable for everybody, but if you can find it, I mean, if I can find half an hour to watch a Netflix show or something like that, I can find half an hour to quickly go for a run down the street. And
it doesn't even have to be a run, does it?
No, walk or get some fresh air.
Because what was it Jim Carrey said? He said depression is inevitable. Well, not inevitable. Depression
exists.
It definitely exists. But you've got to give yourself a fighting chance. If you're not doing, you know, exercise or being around people who... You know, who know what you like, or well, I can't remember the exact quote.
Jim Carrey said, I believe depression is legitimate, but I also believe that if you don't exercise, eat nutritious food, get sunlight, get enough sleep, consume positive material, surround yourself with support, then you aren't giving yourself a fighting chance. And
that's so true, though, isn't it?
It is, because I think a lot of stuff, a lot of low mood especially, stems from not getting those things, not getting out and about, not getting amongst... You know, yeah, you might live in a city, but you can find a green area somewhere. You can find you can find sunlight, even if it's cloudy. You can go somewhere in any sort of light. It's good. Bit of exercise. Again, it doesn't have to be running and jogging.
Anything too intense, does it?
You can just walk. I found a trigger for me as well. When I used to have quite bad anxiety and have panic attacks and things, I found that it coincided with when I was really tired. Mm. If I was feeling really run down or I was really tired, I think mentally your brain didn't. It's like you got. I think you've got to look at mental health the same way as you look at any other injury or any other.
Well, like you say, with tiredness, like that's where, you know, it's, what did you say? It was like a blip or not a blip, a trigger.
Yeah, you get more injuries,
being,
don't you?
Being a father,
yeah,
you're always tired. Being a mother, you're always tired. So you really got to try and give yourself a fighting chance with doing these exercises or just going out, finding yourself a little bit of you time. Yeah. Like me and my wife, I've recently started going back to the gym.
Yeah.
And then last week I couldn't go because of work. And I just felt like the end of this week, I started to feel shit. And I was like, why I just feel run down. I was like, you know, when I'm starting to feel like down, is yeah. I'm at home and I get really ratty.
Yeah.
So like Emily will say something like, and I'll just normally I'd be like, have a laugh at her. And I'm like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, but then the good thing is I know that, why am I being like that? Right. I need to do something. I need to try yesterday I went for a run. I felt great.
And I think it sets off like a snowball effect in a way. A good example, an analogy, I suppose, would be, you know, if you do the housework, you get into the swing of it all, don't you? But if you sit down for 1 second, your mind switches and goes, you know what, I just can't be bothered to finish that now. I'll finish it all tomorrow.
That's what my wife's got, the perfect thing. She'll come in from work and it's like 8:30 and she won't sit down. She'll still make sure the kitchen's tidy, make sure she wants it, because she says, and as soon as I sit down, that's it, you're fucked.
You are.
Come in from work or go to the gym after work. As soon as I sit down, we'll say the same thing to each other. I said, shouldn't have sat down, Em. Shouldn't have sat down.
Yeah, and it's the same with the mental health thing. As soon as you stop looking after yourself in any way, because it's easier not to, you know, sometimes it is easier to just sit in front of the TV and, you know, not do out or everything else. And it feels good. Of course it feels good, but in the long run, in the long term, I'm not saying like we shouldn't sit down in front of the TV and chill out.
Balance these things, haven't you?
Balance, yeah, that's it, balance.
Like I said, it's just getting, you know, off the sofa that time when you're starting to realise things, when you're being ratty, when you're feeling down. The hardest thing is standing up off that sofa, going out that front door, or actually I'm going to tackle something, because the smallest thing can, you know, change the whole game. Thank you very much for listening to episode 1, series 2.
Thank you.
Series 2 now is going to be up and running. We've got a few surprises along the way. Like, we've done a crossover episode with the Hot Mess Mums. That's with Jenny Powell and Kelly Pegg. Look out for that. They've got a fantastic podcast as well. Give that a listen.
We really enjoyed ourselves, didn't we? The lovely ladies. We didn't actually let them talk once,
they
did we?
Say fucking well. They said bet we talked the whole way through it, but that's standard us, really.
Yeah.
But they're lovely ladies, aren't they? Very nice. They're doing really well. So if you ever give them girls a listen as well, they're very the Hot Mess Mums on Instagram as well, if you want to give them a follow.
We've got a few great interviews coming up with some great people as well, haven't we?
We've got some interviews in the pipeline. We won't spill the beans too much.
No.
Series 2 is looking like it's going up a level, and looking forward to sharing it with you guys.
I'm very excited for Series 2.
Well, thank you very much for listening, guys, and be sure to like, subscribe, comment, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.